Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans quick beef, and it's probably going to be a little somber. Let's actually start on a happy note first. When we concluded our last episode, we actually forgot to wish Mr. Abbott here a happy birthday. So we're not going to disclose how old he is unless he feels like it. He's forever 21, like the store.
Like the store.
As far as, we're concerned.
Well, we've seen him in that time machine. So, you know, at this point, you know, age is just a number for him.
Yeah.
Mr. Time Machine over here.
Mm-hmm. Keeping that secret to myself.
I was there for that, actually. It's just quite a moment. Yeah. A good friend of ours, more so Mark, really, but I really enjoyed the gentleman. Pat Atwell passed away, and he was he was good enough to moderate or be the MC for when Mark and I released Hell at the Way Station. And he did it with such humor and grace and just this sort of like whimsical kind of attitude. He really made the event. He really did, which is tough, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, getting answers out of me. I met Mr. Atwell through Mark, came to find out we had some mutual friends, courtesy of the Apollo. It was always a good time with him at the bar that doesn't even exist anymore, unfortunately. But Mark, maybe you want to take it from here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to reflect on somebody sometimes because, you know, I didn't know Pat. Ironically enough, I knew his daughter because we went to school together. I didn't know Pat. And the funny thing was how Pat and I found out who the other person was he would go to the bar and one of the bartenders, Jim Green, was a musician, so he and Pat knew each other, and I don't even remember how the conversation came up, but one night I mentioned being at the bar and Jim, and Pat's daughter responded to a post on Facebook. She says, "Oh, my father's there all the time." And I'm thinking, who the devil could her father be? Because, you know, we had never met or never seen him. And it just so happened that one night, Pat and I, everybody was finishing up, and Pat hands me one of his business cards because he was doing taxes and things. And I see the last name, and I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, Pat, you have a daughter named Cheryl? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, and then he looks, it's like one of those, uh-oh, now I know who you are kind of thing. Because, you know, when I was a kid, I was always calling the house to speak to her. So so that's how we put kind of like the association of who is who.
Yeah.
And it just became sort of like he was kind of one of the guys, and at times he could be more of a father figure to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could drink with the best of them. He could laugh. He was funny. And I mean, I posted this today about how, you know, when we were at the bar that time talking about doing Hell at the Way Station, the launch, and Anders said, you know, you guys should do it here. You know why, you know, and Steven and I kept going back and forth on who we should get to moderate this thing. And Steven said, well, we should get somebody from the bar, you know, and Pat was sitting on the opposite side of me. So Steven was like, let's get Pat to do it. So I turned around and Pat's sitting there. He's kind of like not paying attention in. So I said, hey, so I told him what we wanted to do. I'd never seen somebody so happy to, I mean, he dressed to the nines that day.
He did.
He was so excited. He took the book. He went home. He was like, I love this book. Mm-hmm. He said, and because he's a Brooklyn cat. So all of our stories were somewhere intertwined with Brooklyn. We read and didn't know that we ended up both reading his favorite stories out of the book because there were places that he had been and he knew about. And he was just, I know the one other thing we did share, he and I were huge fans of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Yeah.
He loved that movie. And we would every so often just kind of bring it up. And I'm sorry, you know, it's one of those things where I kept saying to him, I'm going to bring this movie. We're going to watch it here at the bar one day. And 2020 hit and we all kind of went our separate ways because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And the bar is gone. And it's like, now it's like, oh man, I really wish I had taken that afternoon and talked to Andrew, because Andrews would have let us show it. But he's one of a kind. Yeah. I have to say that, you know, he loved his drinks and he loved company. And you know, not a bad bone in that man's body. You know, how some people be like, oh, this guy's, you know, so and so and so, but not Pat. You know, and it's just a gentle reminder of how particularly our sage people, how we have to embrace them and get as much out of them and learn as much as we can while they're here. Yeah. Because, you know, you wake up one day and they're gone. And, you know, now you start thinking about all the things you should have done.
Right.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm going to miss him. I'm really going to miss him. That's, you know, it's like we lost the bar and then we kind of lose the, I wouldn't even want to call him Norm because he wasn't like Norm. It wasn't like, you know, you walked in there and Pat was happy to see you as much as you were happy to see him. Mm-hmm. So, this is the one time I will not say rest, but sleep in peace, because I'm gonna miss that man.
Yeah. I'll button it just by saying, you know, alcohol is supposed to be bad for you. However, one of the good things about it is every once in a while you meet these rare souls in these rare moods, and they, instead of being like, you know, because obviously alcohol affects people differently, some people get a little surly, get a little mean. I can be a little cynical at times, but Pat, he was just a genuinely nice man, just generating positive vibes.
Huh? You said cynical with alcohol?
Me, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Shut up, Kirk.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Please forgive me.
Continue. Yeah, let's. Oh, and by the way, you owe me an apology because thespianism is word.
I saw that. I was like, huh.
Dick.
What do you know?
How about that? So, and that's
clock a reference is, to clock, clock is. Episode. Clock is twice, right twice a day. So.
Yeah. Feel free to take yours back to the shop. So like I was saying, Pat was he was one of those guys that just all positive vibes. The world is a lesser place without him.
Go ahead, Mark. Honestly, I will say this. I think if he had gotten to know Kirk,
he would be about as sick of Kirk as the rest of us.
No, you know what? I would honestly say, had he gotten to know Kirk, there would have been that one day I was I'd be walking by the bar and just see Kirk sitting there with Pat and be like, how come you ain't tell us you were in the neighborhood? I ain't come to see y'all. I'm hanging out with Pat.
I believe that. Yeah. I believe that they probably, and they probably would have been sitting there from the previous night.
Oh, yeah. funny enough, when you mentioned the Mad World, I love that movie. All the old, if you want to know who the old great comedian actors were of the time, that's the movie you see. That's the movie you watch to get all the names up. Godfrey Cambridge, the guy who played Hitler, I can't remember his name, but he played the Hitler in Mel Brooks' movie. It's springtime in Hitler. Yeah. He was the actor, the guy who they cast as Hitler. He's in it. So Silverman. Bilko, Sergeant Bilko. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that Phil?
Phil Silverman. Yeah.
Phil Silverman.
Phil Silvers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry for your loss, guys.
No, I appreciate it.
That's wow.
Yeah. No, it sucks. 20... This is just a hard time for all of us, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, condolences to his family. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. This is kind of like, from what you've told me, on how it happened. I mean, how he passed. It sounds like a surprise. Like, holy shit! Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you know, I mean, oh wow, yeah,
yeah. Well, tune in with us when we'll be in a somewhat better mood. Denise Tapscott's actually going to join us a second time this month. And she always brings a smile and some joy. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we just wanted to share that little bit with you. I guess that's kind of it. So rest in peace, Pat. We'll be throwing back in your honor somewhere very soon. And the rest of you all have a great rest of Black History Month. Oh, right. Yes, Kirk. Looks like Kirk.
Love one another. Like Mark said, love one another. Your mom, your uncles, your dads, your nieces, and love each other, guys. This is, and we only talking about this now because we had an age.
Well, not Mark. Mark's 21. Mark's 21.
Right. Well, Mark jumps in his time machine. He keeps going back. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm a quantum accelerator over here.
Yeah. Our younger self, Steve, is literally talking to Mark right now.
Yeah.
Our 17-year-old self is talking to him, like, who the hell is this guy dressed like a, just like a Sunday school pastor?
I was going to go with Black Watson. You know, Sherlock Holmes kind of.
Yes, you know. Yeah. I was an insurance salesman. Like, nigga, I don't need insurance.
And it's funny because you actually do. All right.
Yeah.
So rest in peace, Pat. Yes, we'll see you soon.
Rest in peace.